T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We are here at the, well, at the farm at Fleet Mill Creek, and what we're doing is the toy drive, and we're doing it for the 13th year now. Lucky number 13, Frames. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath, as you heard, back at the studios. But we're broadcasting live, and it's one of the ways.
Alrighty, so we'll be staying in touch with the guys throughout the day, 414-799-1250, again, live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Ryan Horvath with you here in the studio, 414-799-1250. How are you guys feeling about the Packers after their bounce-back win over the Giants yesterday? Again, Aaron Rodgers, 4 touchdown passes yesterday, and the Packers roll 31-13 on the day. Rodgers, 4 touchdown passes, all in the snow as well. Rodgers after the game talking about how much he loved the conditions. 21-33, 243 yards, no interceptions. Once again, a slippery day at MetLife Stadium. He found Devontae Adams on touchdown passes of 8 and 17 yards. A lot of talk going into that game. If Aaron Rodgers is keying in a little bit too much to Devontae Adams, yet finds him twice yesterday in the end zone both times. Alan Lazard also found wide open a 37-yard touchdown pass for Lazard, and then a 1-yard capper offer to Mercedes Lewis, who Aaron Rodgers has been trying to get involved for what seems like most of the season. Mercedes Lewis, done a great job blocking, finally gets involved yesterday. So we're going to try to stay in touch with Chuck and Bart here on The Fan. Coming up, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur. He talked yesterday after the Packers' victory. Hear what he had to say. Team did a little bit better protecting Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Also yesterday, the defense, they do force 3 turnovers. However, you give up over 250 yards passing to Daniel Jones on the day. What did Matt LaFleur think about that performance yesterday? We'll hear from him. We'll also reconnect with Chuck and Bart live once again from the Toy Drive, the 13th annual here on The Fan. Matt LaFleur, what did you see yesterday?
After passing that or running or both, very much.
You know, it's, I don't know how much it affected it, but bottom line is both teams have to play through it. And what I told our guys is, hey, this is great Green Bay weather right here. So I think they embrace that. I think they like to play in these types of conditions. And, you know, our guys did a good job with it.
Matt, how big was that 4th and 10 play? You decide to go for it, and then Aaron comes up with that huge find to GMO.
Yeah, that was a huge play in the game. It was a critical play because we were able to get points out of it. And there were a lot of great plays in this game that aren't necessarily the way you draw plays up, but our guys were able to step up, deliver, and make the plays.
Obviously facing a rookie quarterback, but you had pretty good sustained pressure on him. He never really got into a rhythm. How much did you disrupt him today from what he might have wanted to do?
Until I got to go back and look at it. But I did, when I was watching our defense, it felt like there was some pretty good pressure. I know Zadarius, you know, had multiple hits on him, and really affected him in terms of, I think, some of those throws, some of those decisions where we were able to get the interceptions.
Every time the defense has been held or not been able to get a turnover, you've come back the next week and had like multiple. Does that say something about your guys, do you think?
Yeah, I think our guys are always going to try to be ball hawking and relentless in their pursuit of the football. That is a big emphasis that we talk about each and every week. And to their credit, the guys, I mean, they're all about it. And our guys came up big today with those three turnovers.
You mixed in a few no-huddle stuff in there. What'd you think of it? Did it do what you were looking for?
Yeah, I mean, there was some good and bad with it. But definitely was something that we, going into the game, we knew we wanted to do. And just each week, we'll see how much that comes into play. But going into this game, that was something that we definitely wanted to implement.
You've expected to run more and a little better today in these kind of conditions, or was there something that why that didn't go as well as you might have thought?
Yeah, I thought in the first half with the limited opportunities, I think we had 23 plays in the first half. We were actually running the ball pretty decent. But in the second half, it just didn't feel like it really got going until the end there. Jamal started to grind out some pretty hard-fought yards there at the end. But, yeah, certainly there's a lot of room for improvement with our run game.
Coach, is there a balance you have to strike when someone like Allen gets hot early in between trying to keep that rotation and also feed the hot hand?
You're talking about Allen Lazard? Yeah, I think all our guys have earned their opportunities, and I'm really happy for Allen. Here's a guy that from the day we got here has just been about the right stuff, and he gives it his all each and every day. He plays physical. That's his game. And then he contributes on special teams. And so he's earned his opportunities. And then for him to come out with a 100-yard performance, a touchdown, and making some key, critical, big plays in this game, it was really cool to see. But, as far as our receiving core as a whole, I think we're best when we have all those guys rolling through there. They all offer a little bit different skill set. And we just got to make sure that we do a good job of continuing to try to put them in the best position for them to have success.
The one possession, you're first and goal on the one, and you end up third and goal on the 17. Just take us through what you saw, how Aaron ends up getting the free play and then finding Devontae there to get the score.
Yeah, that was a great heads-up play by him. That's always discouraging when you, like you said, we have first and goal on the one, and we run a run, and now we're at second and five, then we had the penalty. So you end up way back, but he caught him in a substitution, and that was just a great heads-up play by him, and he's done that for years. And our guys were all on the same page there. He gave Devontae an opportunity ball, and Devontae made the most of it.
Matt, from what you saw, Brian Bulaga out there, especially after missing time in practice, how did he look to you?
I thought he did a really good job, but, I got to go back and watch the tape. But what a clutch performance in terms of being able to battle back through a pretty significant injury. So really happy for him. I think it speaks a lot about who he is as a man, as a player. And he's really important to this football team.
How much do you think about this about getting your confidence back after what happened in San Francisco?
I don't think these guys ever lost confidence, to be honest with you. I think we had a bad performance, and you're only as good as your last performance in this league. So I don't think these guys wavered at all. I think they just got back to work and, ignored the noise. And, each and every week is going to be a challenge. And sometimes that stuff happens. And, hopefully we learn from it and we're better for it in the long run. But, again, we're going to have another opportunity next week. And we've got to put the work in order to come out with a win.
Did you feel like the rhythm, that's something that you guys learned from last week or got better at?
Yeah, I think we were more aggressive, definitely, going down the field. And I think you almost have to be in this league. It's hard to dink and dunk down the field consistently and sustain those long drives. I know we had one really long drive. Yeah, there were a couple penalties in there, but I think it was a 16-play drive. But for the most part, you look at the drives we scored on, it's because we had explosive plays, and that's something that we're always going to try to hunt.
On the you've had a few like third and eight, third and nine, where you've taken deep shots this year. You did another one. You had another one today. What's the balance there between keeping the chains moving or going for the low percentage? But if you hit, it's a big play and a game changer.
Yeah, I think it's all dependent upon what you think you're going to get, and how you best attack that coverage. Typically, on every play, there's you know, an opportunity to go down the field, and if it's not there, then you check the ball down, or you're hitting a shallow cross trying to hit a guy in stride. So unless you're running quick game with most of our drop back, there's going to be an opportunity to throw the ball down the field. If it's not there, hey, just get it down, try to get a completion, because I mean, obviously, if you don't get a completion, you got no chance of converting. So we're always going to have that those reads within our concepts.
That right there, Packers first-year head coach Matt LaFleur, Green Bay 9-3 on the season. Next up, next Sunday, they take on the Washington Redskins, 414-799-1250. It is the Chuck and Winkler Show. Chuck and Bart live from the 13th Annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, presented by Bayview Shade and Blind and Annex Wealth Management. We'll be back. We'll hear from Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, the Green Bay Press Gazette, next here on Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay with our insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, as he joins Chuck and Winkler on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola, on the web at MorolaLaw.com.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Mobile Studios, the Bear Sunroom Studios to be exact, here 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, for our 13th annual toy drive. And we want to thank those that have come out to help us out. There's some students from UWM that are getting in their volunteer hours. We thank you guys for being out here. They got the 6 a.m. shift, so
the advertising those department over there, yes.
those hours should count for double when you're up before the sun is, but that's all right. We're talking Packers Giants 31-13. More details on the toy drive coming up and at 105.7fmthefan.com. Ryan Wood currently making his way back to Wisconsin from MetLife Stadium. You can follow him on Twitter by Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, and PackersNews.com. And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Wood.
Doing well. If you can't tell by the background, I am in the middle of LaGuardia, which, if you were curious, is not the most wonderful place on earth, but it is adjacent directly to the most wonderful place on earth, and I know you know what I'm talking about.
Citi Field?
That's right.
Yeah, Ryan, his whole Facebook feed was like, Mets, 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 and then did you try to go to the team store and they were closed?
No, not only were they closed, I walked 2 miles to get to the team store.
Oh, man.
And it was boarded up.
It was boarded up?
Boarded up.
My
and then
goodness.
Later on that night, I'm walking Midtown again, and the Yankee store, of course, is totally open. So that was wonderful.
I remember seeing that Yankee store when I was in Midtown. Yeah, I made sure I stayed away. What do you say to the Packer fan out there who, you know, just sometimes is never satisfied? You know, the Packers, I thought, went out there and, you know, overpowered, overwhelmed, and asserted their will against the Giants in the second half. They win the game by 18 points. That Packer fan thought they should have been up 28-0 in the first quarter already.
I guess in context, I made very little out of what happened yesterday. This was Auburn versus Jackson State, NFL version. This is what happens when a good team, which the Packers are, faces a bad team, which the Giants most definitely are. So they took care of business. I mean, they did what they needed to do. They won going away in the fourth quarter. But that's what they're supposed to do against the Giants. The Giants are terrible. They're a terrible football team. So, you know, I didn't make much of it other than that's what happens when a good team plays a bad team.
Even in the NFL, you take that attitude. See, you made the college football comparison, but I can't do that with the NFL, though.
It's not apples for apples, for sure, but the Giants are heading directly to a top five pick in the NFL draft. They have lost 8 straight. For all the self-talk the Packers did this week of they have all these one-possession games in the fourth quarter, I mean, it's true. They've lost 8 straight. They're 2-10. That's what should happen against a team like that. I understand they're all professionals, but even in this league, there is a discrepancy between a 2-10 team and an 8-3 team, now 9-3 team. And you saw that yesterday.
We are using technology to connect to Ryan Wood as we broadcast live in a parking lot, 6 and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold Insider, currently at LaGuardia, amongst the happiest people on earth and the happiest place on earth. Packer fans, I mean, should be happy. You know, 31-13 yesterday, they do beat the Giants. I think more than ever,
you saw the bend but don't break strategy where the Packers gave up some yards, but they had the three turnovers and so did a very nice job to bend but then again not break. That's where the phrase comes in handy. With Matt LaFleur, I do wonder how much of his – I just wonder what his defensive philosophy is because he comes into this organization, keeps Mike Pettine for whatever reason, if he wanted to or if the Packers wanted to or if he didn't want to deal with that stuff. Mike Pettine's defense last year, 18th overall. This year, the run, the pass total, they're in the lower 20s coming into this game. You look at Matt LaFleur's best buddy in the world, Robert Saleh, and they play in San Francisco a more aggressive defense. Packers able to go with that soft zone and let guys get yardage on you. I just wonder if this is the kind of defense that Matt LaFleur wants, or is he more, I'm coaching the offense, Mike, you take care of the defense, and I'll live with the results.
Yeah, I've always gotten the impression since early on that Matt LaFleur is very content and satisfied to just kind of dig into the offense. I mean, in interviews, he talks as the head coach, as he should. The defense is his because his name is on it. But when it comes to application, he's very content to focus on that offense, and there's a lot of trust and confidence that he has in Mike Pettine. No different than Matt Nagy and Vic Fangio last year, Matt Nagy and Chuck Pagano this year. No different than Sean McVay and Wade Phillips. No different than Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. And this has kind of become a new norm in the league, is you get that young, flashy offensive head coach, let him do his thing on offense, and have kind of a defensive head coach almost. And that's what the Packers kind of have here. Now, the soft zone is interesting to me because that we've seen a lot of that this year. I don't feel like we saw a lot of that last year with Mike Pettine. Mike Pettine has been more of a man-to-man, hard press coverage guy throughout his career. So it's interesting how much soft zone that they've played, especially with Kevin King. But you know, it's what they've done this year, and it worked yesterday. It's got to work against non-rookie quarterbacks.
You know, we just mentioned MVS's numbers, not good over the last several games. And he's got like one catch in the last four games or so. Just
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
Just very bad. How's Alan Lazard, who I think is a better route runner? He has passed up MVS. Lazard, I feel, has really earned the trust of Aaron. Did that start way back in early in the season? I know there was the game earlier against Detroit where he had the big catches, but when did that all start to come? Because I feel like he really has a strong faith in Lazard, and Lazard came in here kind of unheralded.
There's no question that Aaron Rodgers feels very, very good about Alan Lazard. Their relationship is lock solid on the field. Alan Lazard made some plays, obviously, yesterday. Now, it was kind of like, it reminded me a little bit of what the defense did with the picks. Like, the best thing the defense did yesterday was catch the football, and that's sometimes all you got to do to win, and that's all they had to do, and they did it. Alan Lazard, that's what he did. He caught the football because the Giants completely busted coverages all day on him. So that's sometimes, you know, that's not Alan Lazard's fault. It's great when those opportunities come. You got to make the most of them, and he did. I think big picture at the receiver position, I think it's very fluid. I think some weeks you're going to see Alan Lazard be the number two. I think other weeks you're going to see Marquez Valdes-Scantling, especially when he gets healthy, which I do not think he is right now, ascend to that spot. Some weeks you might see a Jerron Miles or a Jake Coomer. You know, Jerron Miles, by the way, he made some plays yesterday. It's been a rough season for him, but he did make some plays, none bigger than the 4th and 10. So I think it's very fluid behind Devontae Adams. I don't think there's a true number two. I don't think there's going to be a true number two. I think it's going to be by committee. Yesterday you saw a committee. The question is, can they do it against a team that's not the Giants?
Talking with Ryan Wood, by Ryan Wood again, our Green and Gold insider. We talk to him 3 times a week here on the Chuck and Winkler show. Also 3 times a week you can catch him on the Wendy's Big Show. I think that most people have realized now the futility with the punt returns and how they have, what, -8 yards on the season. The longest return of the day yesterday, a 3-yard return, which was eventually fumbled, but it went out of bounds. So there's been some special team woes, and if you've got anything you need to get off your chest with that, feel free to do so. But I watch around this league, the Cowboys are trying out kickers yesterday, There's kicker problems last night. The New England Patriots, from injury or otherwise, are on their fourth of the season. And now we see the kind of adversity that Mason Crosby's dealing with off the field with his sister-in-law. I think that for a guy that was in a competition who a lot of people thought maybe was done last year, Mason Crosby, definitely an unsung hero on this team so far in 2019, Ryan.
You're absolutely right. He has been a rock on that special teams unit, and you really could not ask for more. That 47-yarder he made yesterday would have been good from 55 in the snow. Just absolutely crushed it. And the fact that he's been going through some real, between his wife's medical struggles and obviously this tragedy with his sister-in-law, that family's been through a lot. And for him to perform the way he has, you want to talk about the definition of pro's pro. And it's not a surprise, because that's Mason Crosby. It's been Mason Crosby. I mean, how many kickers would have been able to pull themselves professionally out of the depths of 2012 and resurrect a career? Not many. We've seen many try, and we've seen many fail. So it's not a surprise, but this is a whole other thing. And the way that he's been able to manage himself in the locker room, on the field, and the consistency that he's brought to a unit that has struggled, I mean, it's remarkable what that punt return team has failed to do this year. It goes a long way, and it's really remarkable. I don't think enough can be said about the season that he's having.
Ryan, enjoy the flight back. We thank you for checking in with us here this morning, a little earlier than normal. We'll talk to you again on Thursday, but we always do appreciate it. Safe travels, Ryan.
All right, take care, guys.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, where you can, at any one of their locations throughout the Milwaukee area, donate toys as well. So we're here, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, taking your cash and toy donations for Children's of Wisconsin. We are going to be perched here all week. You can also donate online at 1057fmthefan.com. But you can hit any Great Midwest Bank location. They've been doing this now for a long time, where they'll take toys at their locations. They have been for the last few weeks, and then they bring them later in the week, and we'll talk to John Reitz and those guys, I believe, on Friday. But you can hook up at Great Midwest Bank and check that out here on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Mobile Studios, these beautiful bare sunrooms at 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. I'm Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman and Ryan Horvath, part of the program. More from you guys, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Packers get the win yesterday over the Giants, 31-13. Talking about it with Ryan Wood. We talked to Leroy Butler earlier. If you missed any of that, hey, that rewind feature on the radio.com app comes in handy very well in situations like that. But again, Chuck, 31-13, and I don't know. I mean, a win, I'm going with the win is the win strategy. I know some people want to nitpick and, oh, they couldn't run the ball, or, oh, some tight end we don't know had six catches in garbage time. A win is a win, and you've got to keep pace, because they were showing the standings last night, and we've all been in tune with the standings, but they were showing them last night, and I saw Rams 7-5. And then I thought, well, if the Packers would have lost, they'd be 8-4, and then we'd be not just worried about the NFC North, but also that wild card. So I think that we are expecting to get into the playoffs, but had they lost yesterday, I mean, God knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, that game yesterday, I looked at that and I thought they were going to win. I thought they, you know, could handle them fairly easily, you know, even though it took a little work. You know, nothing comes easy, I think, for anybody in pro sports. But I'm looking at this team and I see, after the San Francisco game, Carolina game, Oakland game, all these games bunched together, Bart, I see a team that I don't really see a Super Bowl champion right now. And I think at this point of the season, with four games left, you're through three quarters of your season. You are what you are. I don't know if this team is going to get any better, okay? But, you know, some would argue, you know, the 2000 team got better and ended up winning the Super Bowl, when at one point it didn't even say that they were going to even make the playoffs. So I don't know. I don't know how much better this team could get. They're limited in some ways. You know, we talked about the return game and so many other deficiencies of the team. Maybe it's just not our year yet, and they need a few pieces to next year. Make the most of this season, And I'm not saying they can't win a Super Bowl, but it's going to you need a lot of things to happen.
Chuck,
I don't think this is our year just yet.
You're talking about a 9-3 football team.
I know.
Everything you just said is like things that you would have said last year or the year before that. You're talking about a 9-3 football team, but still everything you said is true.
But the last 2 years, Bart, I'm not going to count those as, I've told you, because I think with Rodgers getting hurt and, just some weird things have happened. I just didn't look at that. But, then McCarthy and – but I LaFleur, I didn't expect – I mean, for him to come in as a rookie coach and win a Super Bowl championship or even go to the Super Bowl, that's a tough ask of anybody. That is a tough ask. And – the history shows most rookie coaches get it handed to them in their first time in the playoffs. But I feel like this team right now, if you were to tell me how far could this team go, I could see them winning a home wild card playoff game by winning a division championship and then losing the following week.
414-799-1250. You could tweet us at 1057FM, the fan, 414-799-1250. That's what we're trying to balance here. This is a first-year head coach coming in. And through 12 games, he's already tied the most amount of wins that a rookie coach has ever had in Green Bay with 9. And he'll likely eclipse that this weekend with 10 against the Washington Redskins. But you've also got a conference that has some teams that are very, very good. The Seahawks and Vikings, we're going to see them both tonight. The Saints, we know that they're good. The Niners, we saw that firsthand, how good they were last Sunday night. And when you look at the Packers' 9 wins, I mean, their best win is against the Vikings. That was at home week 2. They lost to the Eagles, and now they don't look that good. They beat the Cowboys, but they're not much better. They beat the Raiders, which is a 6-win football team, but they got embarrassed yesterday in Kansas City. The Panthers, not that impressive of a win. So you could get through this schedule where really you only had two truly good teams on your schedule. The Niners, the Vikings, and okay, we will include the Chiefs, although in that game we didn't have to face Patrick Mahomes. The Patriots took on the Packers. I'm thinking of Patrick Mahomes, Patriots, and Packers. So I said the Patriots. The Packers took on Matt Moore, not Patrick Mahomes. So you've got a 9-3 football team, but are they a Super Bowl contender? Look, who are the teams that feel good about themselves right now? The Ravens, for sure.
Sure.
The Niners.
Above everybody.
The Niners.
Setback in Baltimore yesterday. But okay.
To go on the road in bad weather, yep. Lose by a field goal at the end.
Sure.
There's no harm, no foul there, really, except they could actually be the 5 seed after tonight. The Niners, the Ravens, and then who? The Saints? Yeah, all right. The Patriots? They're 10-2, and they might have more problems than the Packers do.
Yeah, exactly. After that 8-0 start, look where they are. I think Kansas City has got to feel better about themselves these days. I mean, they just trashed Oakland yesterday. They handled them very easy. As much as we will make fun of Pittsburgh not making the playoffs this year, right now they're the 6th seed.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, I don't believe it.
Their quarterback situation is awful. They don't know who's going to quarterback next week, okay? They have no idea. I mean, I think Tomlin does, but he's not revealing it. But right now they're the 6th seed in the AFC. So they actually have to feel good about themselves, not winning a championship, but feel good where they are. But, I mean, you look at the NFL. I mean, yesterday was upset Sunday in the NFL. There were some bizarre things that went on. I mean, who thought Miami was going to beat Philadelphia? And look at the Eagles. What happened to the Eagles?
They've lost the 3 Packers in a row. At Lambeau Field.
Yeah, but what have they done since? They've lost 3 in a row. They can't. Wentz has not been very good. And their defense got shredded by the Miami Dolphins yesterday. I thought they were the worst team in the NFL, them and the Redskins, both won yesterday. So, yeah, I think the only team right now I see in the NFL that looks great is Baltimore. I mean, Jackson's been unbelievable. He got the ball stripped away from him. I was surprised to see that yesterday. But he looks like an MVP. Baltimore looks terrific. Harbaugh is doing a wonderful job with those guys. That is the only team I can – they are, without question, are the best team in the NFL. Then I think there's everybody else, Bart.
We'll wrap around with the NFL coming up at 9 o'clock. Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, will join us in 20 minutes. Plenty of time for you guys at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 414-799-1250. Let's get to L, who is in Philadelphia. L, good to hear from you. What's up?
Hi, L.
Hey, man. Good morning. Good morning, fellas. I have to just say, man, if anybody thought that we would be 9-3 at this point in the preseason, man, like, you had to be, like, Nostradamus or something. Like, because no one really had us with the schedule, the way it was set up early this year. There's a bunch of tough games that we were able to win. They may not have been the grade A variety as far as, like, style points or whatever, but we were able to win. And we're trending in a really good direction, considering how the past couple years have been without Aaron Rodgers or even with him. So for people to complain and gripe and try to nitpick and find things that's wrong, like, I mean, if you really want to be one of micromanage the team, you're going to always find something that you may not agree with or you may think is bad. But considering the situation, considering the temperature or the complexity of the NFC, we're really sitting good right now. And we still have a whole month of football to play. We have, a couple of cream puff teams that we may be playing against. But this is our time to finally, get things together, clean stuff up. And then who is to say what happens in the playoffs? I mean, we all know how, a bounce of the ball or someone tweaking an ankle or whatever. It all plays into the fact that it's only one game and you're going home and it's a tournament. So I just don't understand, like, we went out there yesterday and we played and we did what we were supposed to do. Like the insider said earlier when we was talking, like, basically, what else do you guys want them to do? Like, I don't get it. Like, people complain where I'm in a city that just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and these dudes here, the Eagles, they act like they don't have a clue on what they want to, what direction they're going. Meanwhile, our Packers are doing, like, a really good job. So I just think people need to ease up. Really need to enjoy what's going on right now and just look forward and be real optimistic to the future because our future looks good.
Yeah, Al, thanks for the call. 414-799-1250. And I think, Chuck, that's an indication that your teams right now around the league, it doesn't necessarily reflect how good they feel, doesn't necessarily reflect what their record is. Like, the Niners are 10-2. Okay, so they feel good. The Packers are 9-3. Maybe they don't. The Patriots are 10-2. Maybe they don't feel good. The Chiefs are 8-4. They feel fantastic. The Steelers are 7-5, and they feel amazing. But Al's right. You just got to get into the dance, and then we'll see what happens. I think for Packer fans right now is that when we do get into the dance, we haven't seen anything that makes us think outside of a lucky bounce, a lucky bounce, a lucky bounce. We haven't seen the talent be as good as some of these other teams that are feeling good about themselves.
Especially getting into the dance and going on the road, as we've seen, except in Dallas a couple of years ago, they won there back, and then they got beaten Atlanta for the NFC Championship. But no, I think this team, I mean, at 9-3, you told me before the season, hey, 9-3, after Thanksgiving, going into the final month of the season, great. But L is right. This is December football here. And in December, you do kind of separate the men from the boys, and some of these teams. Some of these coaches are playing for their jobs. Maybe Matt Patricia in Detroit could be playing for his job. Some of these guys playing for their jobs. Some of these players are playing for their careers and jobs and maybe free agent contracts on some of these bad teams. But I think we're going to have a great final few weeks of the season. But remember how a couple weeks ago we said, the NFC playoffs are going to be so good. I haven't changed my viewpoint on that at all. I think the NFC playoffs are going to be fantastic. Because I think we're going to see more upsets. I just don't know if Green Bay could be one of those teams that pulls off the upset.
It is
they have some holes.
It is our 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for the Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, broadcasting at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, in these beautiful Bear Sunrooms, bearsunrooms.com. Want to thank our friends at Allstate Insurance, Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning, Young Express and Rocky Rococo, Pizza and Pasta. Hey, by the way, 9 o'clock hour is a Young Express matching hour. So come on down. Anything that you donate on site in cash, they will match in the 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. hours each and every day this week. If you use the chip jar, they'll match that. If you give cash, they'll match that. Young Express, 9 a.m. hour and 3 p.m. hour all week with the matching hours. Frames. Sex is coming back in this town.
Winks. It sure is. And I'll tell you, BlueChew.com, I've heard from a lot of people. It's funny. I put something on a Twitter. I put a little picture of me and out in Scottsdale by a swing pool, and I got people tweeting at me about Blue Chew. Man, this People associate me with Blue Chew, apparently. BlueChew.com, the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com affiliated physicians work with you to find the right dosage and active ingredients that is best for you. These chewables can work fast, but you can take them on a full or an empty stomach. Here's what happens. You get the BlueChew.com. You get online with an affiliated physician, and they'll ask you a couple of questions. You give them some honest answers. Everything checks out. You are on your way, my friend, to a better sex life with BlueChew.com. Only takes a few seconds to connect with somebody from BlueChew.com. In fact, I see a few guys walking around here who are probably going to ask me about this afterwards. BlueChew.com, made in the United States, gives you the confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. And here's the deal for you guys right now. At BlueChew.com, you get your first order free when you use the promo code Chuck. So go to BlueChew.com, put in Chuck, and you get your first order free. You pay the $5 in shipping, and that is it. BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck. Guys, this is going to give you confidence in bed every time. Chew it and do it with Blue Chew.
The Pen.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, and we were literally served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries this morning at a couple of eggs over easy, as a man would do, with some hash browns, some sausage links, so just one of the many fine breakfasts that they have there. If you want to feel a little more manly, you can get it with steak in it. They've got the steak and eggs available. They've got the loaded steak quesadilla. And steak doesn't, we're not doing gender thing here. You can, men and women can both like steak. Everything's fine. But, you know, how we talk on the radio. We're men. We love football. You can get the loaded steak quesadilla, the top sirloin steak dinner. It's all available at Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries all over the Milwaukee area. And again, the pie is free after 11, free slice of pie on a Pie Society Monday. Chuck, I know you're digging into those pancakes that they brought a little earlier.
All gone, yes. All gone by the second commercial break. Delicious. I tell you, the pancakes. And you know what? I like pancakes without butter or syrup on them. I mean, I'm okay with butter on them, but to eat pancakes plain from Perkins, fantastic. I eat it like a tortilla.
Yeah, the pancakes are good. It's just, it's not like a steak where it's like, oh, it's good enough that you don't need steak sauce. A pancake should have at least butter or syrup, one of the two.
Yeah, but I can eat it plain, though. And that's weird, because I can eat pancakes plain, and they're still good to me. I don't know. I've always been, from the time I was a kid, and even now, man, I as you saw, I ate those pancakes without any butter.
Well, Mama Freeman then saved a lot of butter and syrup money.
I just never been a big butter guy.
Raised.
Chuck, I don't know what way you want to take that, but I'll just tell you.
I'm going right back to Packer talk, back to the calls. 799-1250.
Sounds good.
Let's talk to Kenny in Cudahy, 414-799-1250. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. As far as the Packers, I think they're doing fine. Right now, they might be just missing a piece. And let me take everybody back about 25 years ago, when a great Packer team that ended up winning a Super Bowl was missing a piece. They went out, they gave a troubled wide receiver, Andre Rison, a chance. He took us to the promised land. Is there any chance that we could maybe give Mr. Brown a call? He can come and get us to where we want to be.
I would do it. I know that that's like, I would do it. Why not? I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't have any problem doing that. Sure. I don't think you can, though. Well, I suppose you can. It's this late in the stage. Yeah, in the NFL, you can do things like, you just can't make any trades.
You can't make trades. If you are retired, you have to stay off that. Like Rob Gronkowski, I think, missed the deadline, or the deadline might be this week yet where he can come back. Antonio Brown is a free agent, and he was tweeting last night during the Patriots game, like, hello, I'm here. So they're talking about maybe bringing him back there because of how disgruntled Brady was last night with his receivers. But, Chuck, I would absolutely welcome Antonio Brown here.
Yeah, Tom was so disgruntled with his wide receivers. Remember, he offered Antonio his apartment or his living residence. He said, Antonio can come live with me. He probably still would offer him a chance to come back. That's why I don't see New England. They're fading. They need some receiver help. And I think that's one of the holes the Packers have, Bart. You know, initially when I about, you know, 10, 15 minutes ago, I was telling you I think the Packers have too many holes. And I think eventually, you know, you need to be solid in many areas to win a Super Bowl championship. That's no secret. But I feel like at the wide receiver spot, you know, Devontae finally got in the touchdown column last week. He had two yesterday. But other than Devontae, you can't count on anybody in that receiving core. Sure, Lazard had a nice game yesterday. But I think it's a matter of time. If he's going to be your number two guy, that smart defensive coordinators are going to take him out of the equation.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, our 13th annual toy drive to benefit Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest continues. Come on down, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Brought to you by our friends at Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind. The staff at Annex Wealth Management, by the way, they've been collecting toys throughout the week as well, and they're going to pop down here at some point. So we look forward to seeing them and all of you guys. The toy drive kicks off today, runs till 6 o'clock tonight, 6 to 6 each and every day. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. So should the Packers be feeling better on a 9-3 record? Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, next.
Bring your toys!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.